Every project needs to have a clear understanding about its destination to be successful.
When the business problem is clearly understood, it is much easier to elicit and analyze business requirements and understand the business value that the project will deliver.
We talked with Adrian Reed about his workshop at the BA Camp 2016 in Vienna.
If you want to know why it is so important to do a pre-project problem analysis and what you will exercise and learn at his course,
then stay tuned.
You're listening to the Business Analysis Podcast, Knowing What Makes the Difference, for problem solvers and lateral thinkers. BusinessAnalysisPodcast.com. Here are your hosts, Ingrid and Peter Gerstbach.
Hello and welcome to our podcast.
This is Peter.
And this is Ingrid. Today we have a special guest.
Yes, we have a special guest. We have a special program that will be running in the next episodes, because on May 2016 we have the BA Camp, and we want to invite some of our workshop hosts at the podcast here. And today we have Adrian Reed.
Yeah, and Adrian was there in, I think it was two years ago, as our first keynote speaker, and he was so brilliant that the people there asked us that he will come again.
And we asked him and he said yes.
Here he is.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me back. It was a fantastic conference first time around, and I just can't wait to come back again.
We are happy that you are here again.
Last time you had the keynote. Do you remember some things from the BA Camp you want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think the when I attended a couple of years ago, one of the things I really enjoyed, I thought there was such a collaborative environment throughout. And I really enjoyed the unconference element where people were able to bring their ideas. And, you know, there was just the opportunity to learn so much from like-minded practitioners. And there was a real buzz throughout the day. And so fantastically exciting event.
Great. Yeah, we are looking forward to the next one. And so, Adrian, just could you tell us, our listeners, who you are, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Adrian Reed. I work for a small business analysis consulting and training firm in the UK called Black Metric Business Solutions. And we do a range of business analysis related things. Mm-hmm. I guess one thing about me is I'm a really enthusiastic, passionate BA, and I'm always trying to do what I can to elevate and promote business analysis. And so I'm one of the volunteers that keeps the UK chapter of the IIBA up and running. Mm-hmm. And run events, and we lobby government, and we do all sorts of other really fun things to try and create that awareness of the good work that we do as BAs across the community globally.
But I think it's more than up and running, isn't it? I mean, you collect prizes at the IBA conferences one year after the other and chapter of the year.
We've been really fortunate. I mean, we've got a great team of volunteers, directors, and unelected volunteers as well. So we've got really firm foundations that we're building on, and the momentum in business analysis in the UK is growing and growing.
That's great.
To give you an idea, in our membership growth, we've grown something like 4 or 5 times. So we're like 400 or 500% the size.
Wow.
That we were about 2 years ago. So it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
That's really phenomenal. So there is really a momentum in the UK.
Yeah, and more organizations are recognizing their business analysts. And I think there's also a movement. It feels like a movement of BAs themselves who are looking for opportunities to get together, mm-hmm. and to stand up and shout and say, you know, look, we deliver so much for projects, for organizations, and you know, there is that feeling that it's a community across, you know, across the UK and to some extent across the world as well, which is why it's so nice to speak to you, you know, Peter and Ingrid, across the across the sort of Skype and across the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
So please bring them to our BA camp too.
Yes. All those ambitious people, all those BAs that deliver value, we need them at the BA camp as well.
Absolutely.
So, Adrian, you are going to hold a workshop pre-project problem analysis.
Is this topic? Why have you chosen this topic?
So I chose this topic. It's a topic I've always felt really enthusiastic about. And probably everyone listening to this podcast, and certainly I know I've experienced this, you probably all had that experience where you're working on a project or you get given a project and the stakeholder or the sponsor just says, well, I already know what I want. Mm-hmm. We don't need any requirements. We don't need any problem solving activity. I've decided we need this system. And the challenge with that, of course, is that whilst that system that they've fallen in love with might be a viable option, there might be, you know, 5, 10, 100 other possible options. And actually, if we can work with them to really understand their problem and then, you know, to help them take a step back, mm-hmm. then we potentially help avoid that situation where we deliver absolutely everything they've asked for. It just turns out that what they asked for isn't what they really wanted.
Yeah, these are two separate things, I'd say.
Absolutely. And it's a big topic. But it comes back to the one area where I think as business analysts we can add so much value is actually pre-project. And that's sometimes considered a little counterintuitive because I know in many organizations or in some organizations that BAs are only brought in once a project's been defined. Mm. But I mean, I guess I've always taken the view, as I know others have, that actually really you need a BA long before you know if you've got a project, mm-hmm. because you need someone in there to help you think through the problem, the possible opportunities, the feasibility. And the techniques I'm going to be talking about in the workshop are very much around those areas about how can we really help people understand the problem, how can we help them understand what they're actually trying to achieve, and do that in quite a quick way so it doesn't slow projects down. So very sort of quick, lean, innovative ways of playing with those problems, really.
You said it doesn't slow projects down, but I think many people they don't want to invest in this pre-project problem analysis phase because they think it slows down or it's too expensive. So what do you say to those people?
Yeah, there's a brilliant sort of expression in British English, and I've no idea whether this will translate. But the expression is: there's never enough time to do it properly, but there's always enough time to do it twice.
And that's right. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's often the case. Is it's perceived that, well, you know, if we spend an hour a day a week thinking about the problem, and that means we can't do the development, because let's face it, everyone's trying to head towards the development because that's the, like, you know, the really tangible bit. But if we don't know why we're developing and what we're developing, then actually that development or design, or, you know, it could be process design or whatever, is going to take longer. So it's often a case of actually, if we, you know, if we were going on board a ship, if we went on board that ship without a compass and a map, mm-hmm. we're going to drift, and that's going to drift along, and we're going to take a lot of time. If we, before we get on that ship, we check the weather forecast and we take our compass and our map, then okay, we might spend a couple of hours doing that up front, or in our case, a couple of days or a week. But that journey, that project, is going to be much, much smoother, much, much quicker. So it's really about those short interventions, those little things up front that will save time in the long run. But I do agree with you, people don't always see it that way. So I think we often have to demonstrate it to them and convince them that way.
Mm-hmm. So what you will do at your workshop is actually telling the people how they do it. I mean, it's one point to be given the possibility to do preach project problem analysis. So your approach is then to teach how to do it?
So understanding the why and then how.
Exactly right, exactly right. And the idea is, so what the course does is it provides a set of techniques that can be used together to understand like a thin slice of the why, the what, and the how. Mm-hmm. And this culminates in producing a single page document, what we tend to call a project concept summary. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if we can get everyone on the same page long before we've started writing requirements, if we can get everyone on the same page with something like a problem statement, you know, a concise statement of what the problem or opportunity that we're trying to solve. So we'll look at how to create a problem or opportunity statement. If we can get everyone to agree on how we'll measure success, you know, without necessarily worrying about numbers yet, but what are the critical success factors and key performance indicators? Mm-hmm. Are we going for more revenue, avoided costs, some combination of both? And also we'll talk about how to think about the scope of the problem. And there's a really nice technique that I use a lot, I like a lot, called a business use case diagram. And I know many listeners will be familiar with system use case diagrams, but this is a higher level of abstraction. But it's a great way of scoping out the problem domain. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so this sort of one pager has different areas for the why in terms of the problem and how we'll measure success, the what, which is the kind of scope, and then the how, which is the solution. And the idea being that once that's in place, everyone's on the same page and we can then accelerate into that project with certainty that we're doing the right thing.
Great.
Well, that sounds interesting. So in the end, you advise that there is one pager that contains this valuable information.
It does. It does. And what I will do, I'll share a template, a Word version to anyone who comes to the session as well. So as well as getting a printed copy, you can have a Word version and, you know, you can adapt that and use it in your own organizations, because I always think that, you know, the it's great to share these things and sort of get them out there being used as widely as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, during my projects, I've seen a lot of such templates, but I would say that most of them, they weren't built from a business analyst. They were built from someone who just is interested in maybe in the milestones, maybe in the results, but not on the way how to get there.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting observation, and that really resonates with me as well. I think a lot of traditional projects are run, quite rightly, are run by, you know, are managed by project managers. But a lot of the project management theory, a lot of the project management practice, not all of it, but a lot of it, seems to focus on, like, doing the thing right. Mm-hmm. So it's about making sure the milestones are hit, that we're on budget. But actually, there's no point doing the thing right if you're not doing the right thing to start with. And so the pre-project problem analysis is very much about saying, well, before we go into that formalized way of delivering it, let's make sure we're delivering the right sort of thing at the outset. So it is very much with a business analyst hat on. Having said that, though, I was running this course for a client, and they decided to put their project managers and their business analysts through it, and the project managers liked it just as much as the BAs, which I was quite surprised, but pleasantly surprised to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a similar thing I can tell you, because I think most project managers, well, they did a certification, or there were project management managers for a long time and they know their stuff, but they don't know anything about analysis and how to do it. And I think they like it.
Yeah, and I think that's true. And I think one of the things as a community of BAs that it would be great for us to do is to collaborate more with some of the project management associations to get awareness out there what business analysis is, because I think sometimes project managers have a misconception. Mm. And And often I think, you know, there is this perception that, that business analysis is about requirements. And of course it is about requirements, but it's about lots of other things as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like breaking out of that requirements box is so important, I think, for us as a community to show that we can add so much value throughout the life cycle from, you know, from pre-project problem analysis right through to ensuring that, or helping with benefits realization, you know, and beyond.
Yes. So it's not only about requirements, it's all about this stuff before we can talk about requirements.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you, I mean, the BA camp, okay, it's the business analysis camp, but it's definitely also suitable for project managers. So, and your course is as well for project managers?
Not only, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really, you know, anyone that's sort of open-minded. And so actually on the course I was talking about had business analysts, it had project managers, and actually one business architect was on there. So really anyone that's in that field of change, you know, so if we consider ourselves really, we're all practitioners of change, then that would be a, you know, useful course.
Great. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend on Ingrid as well, because we have another session, but I will ask all the participants and maybe, well.
We should look how to get the template, you know?
Yes, we need to go there.
Yeah, just to check it and
check it out. Yes, the template. We want to have the template. So we will end our sessions half an hour earlier to step into yours.
To sit there and
oh, we have been there all the time.
Yeah.
Don't have the template yet.
You can have the template. I would be more than happy.
So about this template, I mean, what are your personal experience with it? Have you used it in your project?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, in my consultancy work, I help clients embed it into their process. I mean, it's one of the things I've helped clients embed in their processes. And I mean, to give you a very recent example, I was doing some work with a small organization. So they have maybe, I don't know, somewhere between 50 and 100 employees. So relatively small. And they were looking for ways of articulating problems and understanding which projects they want to run. But being a small organization, and they're a very innovative organization as well, they didn't want to have reams and reams of paper. So actually a one pager, they really bought into, and that, you know, that people really liked using. But where the idea came from, I was working in an organization where I was given the task of essentially trimming down a whole project pipeline. This was a few years ago, where it's like there were so many things the organization could do and so many ideas. And if project initiation documents had been written for all of them, the team would have spent all their lives writing project initiation documents.
Okay.
So I was able to work with some, you know, so work with the client to sort of figure this out. And then there was, you know, these techniques. I trialed a number of techniques. These are the techniques that seemed to work really well together. And then it adapted into a one-page document, and then I presented it I presented the idea at the BA Conference Europe 2012 or anyway a good few years ago now, and it really seemed to resonate, and that led me to then build a course off the back of it, and every time I mention the template or speak, it resonates, and I've just, ironically, I was approached by a publisher to write a book about problem solving, and actually the template and the process is going in that book, because actually it really is about problem solving. So it seems like there's a whole load of it's chimed in with a whole load of different communities.
Okay, that's great. Really, it's a good topic, it seems.
Yeah, and it really plays into an area I'm really enthusiastic about. So it's a natural synergy for me, I think.
Yes, and I've seen already a talk with you when I was in London at the BCS.
Mm. What Better BE came too.
Yes, but it was about problem analysis. So.
Ah, okay.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Which was, and that was a short version of the.
This was the rabbit in the hole.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And now
Alice
Peter
in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Mm, mm-hmm. Indeed.
Great.
But I think that I don't remember exactly, but I think when we talked about your contribution, the idea was to go in more detail into the rabbit hole, and so you came up with this idea of your problem analysis course.
Yeah, exactly. So the presentation is just an hour, but the course actually goes into much, much more detail. And so the Alice in Wonderland presentation at BCS was an hour, but the course is a full day. And one of the things we do is there's a case study, so a mini fictional case study. And so people on the course will have the opportunity to actually try the techniques.
Okay, that's great. So it will be interactive and engaging
for
participants.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that the day works is it's highly flexible depending on the people in the room. So, for example, if the people in the room, there are particular areas that they want to examine, then we'll take a little sidestep and examine those. And if there is a real burning problem that someone has in their organization, then we can talk about that. So it's very conversational, and it's designed to allow people to have the chance to discuss real world scenarios. So rather than just being theory and textbook, because ultimately, at BA camp, and that is another thing I really liked about it, because we're all practitioners, mm-hmm. we all do this stuff. It's really about, having those practitioner peer conversations to help us collectively pick up tips and tricks and those sorts of things.
Exactly. That's it.
Great.
Well, wonderful. So your talk, it will be on May 11,
so it's, 2016. It's a workshop.
It's a workshop. It's a full day workshop. So it starts in the morning and ends in the
exercises and flow.
Yeah, it will be an interesting day.
Yeah.
So we invite all listeners of this podcast to go to ba-camp.org and check it out. The abstract, we have abstract by Adrian, and he explains what he will cover, what he has explained now a bit. And yes, it's on May 11th, so reserve your seat soon.
Yeah.
So Adrian, is there something you want to tell our listeners what we might have missed?
No, I think other. I mean, just to say I'm very much looking forward to coming to BA Camp, and it'll be great to meet as many people as possible. And if anyone wants to get a preview of my style beforehand, you can check out my blog at www.adrianreed.co.uk. And there are a couple of videos on there as well. So if you think you want to get a sense of my style to see whether it's the particular workshop you want to sit in on that day, because I know there are several in parallel, then take a look at the blog and you'll get a sense from there.
Great. Well, we linked it.
Yeah, we will link it. We have linked it from the BA Camp website, and we will link it from the podcast show notes.
Perfect.
Adrian, thank you very, very much. It was a pleasure hearing you again, and we are looking forward to seeing you soon. And yeah, it sounds like a really, really interesting workshop.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And thanks again for having me. And can't wait to see you both.
Okay, then see you on May. In May.
See you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.